All right, everyone, welcome back. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Happy Friday. It is May 31st. And yeah, welcome back to another Discali episode. Today I'm pretty excited. I'm actually talking about an album that honestly got popular pretty recently. And it's just been kind of all over the internet, all over everywhere. And she's making her way up into mainstream. Honestly, I'd call her mainstream by now. But she was pretty not really well known not so long ago. But here we are. You're listening to a new Discali episode. And I'm really excited to bring you guys through yet another album and another discovered artist for the week. But before we get into it, I do want to acknowledge that CITR and UBC is located and broadcasting on the unceded and ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Welcome back, everybody. Again, like I said, it is May 31st, 11 a.m. on a Friday. Good morning. I have a very special guest with me today. It is my friend Sinead. Sinead, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. But yeah, I brought in Sinead today because I feel like we were ex-coworkers. We used to work in the same place. And I feel like we were always talking about music together and always yapping about God knows what. And it was like, who released new music? Who did this? Who did that? And I mean, now we're here. And I definitely wanted to get Sinead in for at least an episode. And we were going to do Taylor Swift.
Yes.
But it gets so complicated to do Taylor Swift, to be honest, because that woman she has so many bangers. It's just like so hard to like, you know, try to introduce new music to people because I feel like everyone already knows it. Mm-hmm. But we are going to be doing today, we're going to be doing Chapel Roan.
Yes.
Which is very exciting.
Your favorite artist.
Exactly. Have you Googled up Chapel?
Yeah, and it comes up.
It actually comes up. Yeah. If you Google Chapel Roan, it will put like, did you mean your favorite artist's favorite artist?
I love that.
Because she said it in Coachella, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she said it in Coachella and she basically just said that. And I guess Google just took it seriously. And now whenever you type in Chapel Roan or your favorite artist, Chapel Roan comes up. But I mean, what do you know about Chapel Roan?
I kind of became familiar with her, I guess, in 2021. I actually saw a TikTok of a couple that had just got married and they were dancing to Pink Pony Club. And I was like, what is that song? It's amazing.
Wow.
So I kind of got into that song then. And then I didn't really hear much more about her till like maybe last year when she released The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess.
Right.
And yeah, a lot of the songs really kind of popped off online, casual. Red Wine Supernova. So I became pretty instantly obsessed with the album, to be honest.
You know, I actually didn't get introduced to Chapel Roan with everyone. I think everyone kind of heard Pink Pony Club because I feel like that was a song that people were talking about, but I actually didn't hear that song until I listened to the entire album as a whole. But for me, the first one was actually Red Wine Supernova.
Okay.
And I just kind of thought it sounded so much like Kate Bush.
Yes.
Which we'll get into that more.
Yeah.
But for the newcomers here on Discali, basically how the show works is that I run you guys through a pretty mainstream artist and I'll run you through one of their albums, talk about their music, talk about their genre, talk about how they are musically and like who they are as a person and what they try to achieve as an artist. And then about halfway through the show, we're going to switch on over to a discovered artist of the week who is pretty similar to the artist that I want to talk about, so we can have like a nice segue into their music. But yeah, so Chapel Roan is actually not her real name.
Mm-hmm.
It is her artist name.
Yes.
I actually don't know how she
I think it was inspired by her grandfather. So his last name was Chapel, and then his favorite song was Strawberry Roan. So yeah, so she took like that as a little dedication to her granddad, which is very sweet.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
I love how you knew that. Honestly, yeah. It kind of adds a little something. But yeah, her actual name is Kaylee Rose Amstutz.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how you pronounce it. I hope that's how you pronounce it. But she was born February 19th of 1998, which does make her 26 years old. I feel like we're getting a rise in younger artists, and I feel like it's this like new generation of artists coming into the spotlight. But yeah, like I said, she is pretty new, and the album that we're going to be doing is The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, and it's her debut album. And for it to be a debut, it's kind of like, it's kind of giving me the sense of like Billie, how like their debut album is like huge.
Yeah.
I feel like for a lot of artists, sometimes they struggle with their debut albums and like kind of like figuring out who they are as a person, figuring out what type of music they want to do. But I feel like Chapel really just had the idea down on what she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, yeah, that's perfect time to talk about the genres. I mean, under Apple Music, they just label it as pop. I feel like sometimes I always say this about like genres and like streaming services. They always kind of narrow it down to like the simplest of genres. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like Billie, they always just label her as alternative.
Yeah.
Like it's always alternative because like they never can be like, oh, is she kind of like pop? Like, yeah, she's pop, but she can also do rock and she can also do kind of like.
She has range.
Yeah, like bedroom music where you just curl up and cry. But I wouldn't label that as alternative. I feel like that's an understatement, which is what I was going to say. Chapel Row and having them rise and fall of a Midwest princess just as pop is a bit of an understatement.
Yeah. I think it's almost a new genre of pop that like young people are kind of embracing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I guess we saw it a little bit before. The vibe of the album kind of reminds me a little bit of like Marina and the Diamonds and like Kesha. And I feel like it's like that new wave of kind of very honest pop.
Oh.
That's kind of main character, energy, villain era.
Honestly, yeah. Honest pop is the perfect way to describe it. Yeah. But, I mean, something that, like, me and my friend were talking about is, like, there's a lot of synth in this album. And I just love that synth is making its way back to music.
Yes.
Everyone's doing it. Conan Gray did it with his new album, and he did it amazingly. Mm-hmm. I mean, he obviously took a lot of inspiration from, like, Wham and George Michael.
Yep.
And it was, like, a beautifully executed album. But synth is making its way back, and we're going to listen to it a little bit later. But I mean, this album is very, very, very queer.
Yes.
Very
queer. Which we'd love to see.
Very gay, very queer. Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, like her art, herself as an artist and herself as a character and her persona, I mean, she really embraced the drag.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's what, I guess that's how she represents herself in concerts and in public. She always gets like her makeup artists and her hairstylists and, you know, she gets herself into drag.
Yeah.
And I feel like something that people don't understand is that drag isn't only for men.
No.
And like men who want to like, you know, dress up and do the art form of drag that is like to appear as a woman. Women can also do that. Anyone can do it. It's like drag is just an art form. It's a way of, you know, expressing yourself. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So Chapel did that, embraced it, and literally the album cover of her album is her in drag.
Yeah, with a very 80s style. It's very Cyndi Lauper-esque. It's very, It's amazing. I love the aesthetic.
Just taking a look at it right now, I feel like she either like won a pageant, right? Either
I feel like it's pageant kind of, because that's so Midwest.
You
know, beauty pageant, like very kind of traditional Americana.
Or kind of like a prom.
Yeah.
Either that or,
prom queen kind
prom of. Prom queen, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like finishing up with the genres, pop, synth pop. I think you described it as slumber body pop. Slumber party pop.
Yeah, I think she said
in an interview. I would also, like, there's definitely some electro in there. We're going to be listening to a song later called, what is it again? I can't get it right. I always get it confused.
Super graphic, ultra modern girl.
There we go.
It's a tongue twister.
It is a bit of a tongue twister. And that one's like pretty electro.
Yeah.
I honestly just labeled it as queer music as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you said some ballad undertones.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is definitely, definitely, definitely true.
Which is a testament to her range, because like to be able to go from one to the other so fluidly is amazing.
I feel like an artist who can like really show off the different genres that they can do just shows off their talent as well.
Yeah.
But I feel like we should start off with a song before we get into the whole album itself, because obviously I want to talk about the vinyl pressings, because here we are again. but yeah, I think we decided to start off with Red Wine Supernova. Any thoughts before we get into it?
Yeah, I mean, I just absolutely love this song. It's so upbeat, so fun. It's like very queer, as we said.
Right.
And I think I love the way she kind of incorporates the kind of Pep Squad background vocals where they kind of like shout along to back her up. I think it's really playful and funny. And I think that's really cool that she can incorporate a kind of sense of humor into her music.
100%.
Because I think that's quite hard to do, but she does it. She really nails it.
Yeah, I feel like having those like background vocals, like you said, like the scream with it, is like very like also early 2000s.
Yes, yeah.
Going back into that.
And really plays into the kind of high school aesthetic that we were talking about on the cover. You know, it's kind of like cheerleader vibes. So that's, it's really cool.
It actually kind of reminded me of like that one song by Madonna, I think it was called Love? Oh, you, me, Madonna.
Yeah.
What are you, you wanna? What is, I forget the name. Can't remember, but that Madonna song, because it has the scream in the background like cheerleaders as well.
And kind of Olivia Rodrigo kind
yes.
of style as well.
Olivia also does that a bunch. I mean,
and
actually,
they work with the same.
I was going to say, we can get into that later, but they do work with the same producer.
Yeah.
Producer. Yeah. So they kind of like both have similar genres. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Chapel Roan with Red Wine Supernova. She was a playboy, Bridget Bardot. She showed me things I didn't know. She did it right there, out on the deck. Put her canine teeth in the side of my neck. Welcome back, everyone. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Chapel Roan with Red Wine Supernova. Any thoughts?
I love it. I just, I think it's kind of the perfect second song for the album. It really sets the tone for the rest of the album. As like, I think it's kind of really, the album is like the story of her kind of discovering her queer identity in LA.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I think it really is a fun intro to the rest of the album because it starts to get a little bit more melancholic.
That is, that is very true. I mean, after that, we have like a slower kind of poppy song with After Midnight.
Yeah.
And then we go into Coffee and then we go into Casual.
Yeah, we're crying.
Exactly. But I did want to mention, right before Red Wine Supernova, the opener of the album is a song called Femininomenon. Mm-hmm. I think it took me like 10 practices to say that word correctly before I actually did.
Yeah.
But I think it's a play on words on femininity and phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a femininomenon.
Yes.
Bit of a tongue twister.
It is. Certainly.
If you don't get it on the first try, that is okay. It does not mean you're not an ally. You're chilling. But I wanted to play that song, or if I could, a snippet, which I hope I can. Maybe I'll include it like right here. So let's say it's working out. You pretend to love. All right, so basically there's a part in Feminine Nomenon right after the first chorus where she kind of takes on a higher pitch in her voice and you can really hear the background instruments. And it sounds exactly like Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, I was like, if you put that in the club, if you mix in Feminine Nomenon and the Eurythmics Sweet Dreams and you put them together, it would literally go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally have a little thing on my notes, in my notes app, where I write down songs that could transition to another song because they sound so similar in specific parts. And this is one of them.
Yeah.
And I do have a mixing board.
Okay.
So when I own those songs, I will be mixing them together because I refuse them not to be mixed together. If anyone has already done it, please, please, please send it to me because I need to hear this. I urgently have to hear it. But I did want to mention that from Feminine Nomenon, which is the opening song of the album.
Yes.
But going down the album, like I said, we just played Red Wine Supernova at Supernova.
And then Supernova.
Supernova. And then we go into After Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of has like a nice intro to it.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of has like an echo.
Yeah.
And it has a kind of like a build up. And we kind of like hear, obviously, like her voice is altered, but we kind of hear like a bit of a lower mm-hmm. Chapel Rowan. Then we go to Coffee,
mm-hmm.
which we're actually going to play.
Yep.
But any previous thoughts on Coffee?
Coffee is, yeah, suddenly the mood shifts.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting sad and we're getting melancholic. And it's kind of, I guess, the journey of the album, it's kind of it starts and it's very fun and she's kind of discovering her queer identity, and then, you know, maybe a relationship comes to an end and it's kind of reminiscing on that and, like, you know, meeting up with a former partner and, you know, how one thing leads to another and that coffee is probably the safest bet rather than a drink.
I was gonna say, I feel like coffee is like either like the start or like the big, or the end of a mm-hmm. relationship. And I mean, it isn't like, I feel like when usually, like, if I ever like ask someone out, I was like, oh, you want to go get coffee? Sometimes I'll say a drink, but then I'm just like, you know what? Like, why not coffee?
Yeah.
And then you have a cup of coffee, you talk and whatever. It might be the start of a relationship.
Yeah.
And then I also feel like when you end a relationship.
So true.
You're just like going on coffee because, like, you're just like, whoa, like.
Or like you meet for a coffee after the breakup to discuss it. It's kind of a full circle, you know?
A full circle little moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll play Coffee in a bit. I do want to talk about the vinyl pressings
mm-hmm.
before we move a little too deep into the album and we get way too into it. But the album actually has a couple pressings, not that many. But believe it or not, they have a crazy resale value. The black is the black. There's a standard black pressing for the actual album itself. And then there's a collector's edition that kind of comes out with this like outer sleeve, kind of like these like green drapes.
Oh, cool.
Maybe I can show you quickly. And then there is also the Coke Bottle Clear, which was, I'm pretty sure, an Urban Outfitters exclusive.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But yeah, that's kind of like the outer sleeve of it. There's a Coke Bottle Clear that is an Urban Outfitters exclusive.
Yeah.
And that one resells for $450.
What?
Because it was originally released when nobody knew who she was.
Wow.
Obviously, this album was like not charting yet. Nobody anything. And it's like a really nice, actually, it's right here. It's like a really nice kind of like greenish clear color that kind of goes with the album itself.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow,
I mean,
that's
like,
insane that it resells for that much.
Yeah,
my goodness.
I mean, the original value that they sold it at was 86, but right now if you check on any eBay, like even just like, it's just ridiculous. And then Urban Outfitters actually repressed it on a baby pink, and I literally had it in my cart, but I just could not come to put myself to spend $86 on a vinyl, especially a 1LP vinyl.
Yeah.
And now I regret it because obviously it's sold out everywhere. And I don't know that vinyl.
And it's about to be a Chapel Rowan summer, so you're missing.
I know.
And we're waiting for the Sweet Dreams phenomenon.
You're so real. Exactly. But yeah, it's hard to believe that this song, like this album actually hasn't even had like a year to process.
Yeah.
I feel like it's made its way into everywhere.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, is she going to release a new album? Because Good Luck Babe wasn't on this album and she's released it as a single. So is there a new album coming?
I know. And Good Luck Babe, I thought it was going to be added to like the deluxe version of it. Maybe she might release a deluxe.
A
little SZA five years later.
I guess though, a lot of the songs on The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess are kind of older. Like Pink Pony Club is from 2020.
Yeah.
After Midnight is, I think, 2022. So there are kind of some older songs. So I'm sure she has a lot of fresh material for us.
Yeah, because the Good Luck Babe single on the vinyl actually came out with a side B, which has Read and Make Out.
Oh.
And it's parentheses, it says demo.
I didn't know they did singles on vinyl, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And again, since I couldn't come to myself to pay for shipping,
yeah.
I didn't get this one either, which is a bit of a regret. But you know what? We're going to leave it to it.
You're going
to
know the next time.
But yeah, moving on the album, like we said, we're going to be playing Coffee. And then we'll kind of debrief the thoughts of that song. Mm-hmm. But you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Chapel Roan with Coffee.
Can't meet you for dinner at the Italian place. It's where I met your family. Some words were exchanged. It's just the jazz bar on Marianne Street, but you buy me a drink and we know where that leads. So I'll meet you for coffee, 'cause if we have wine, you say that you want me. I know that's a lie. If I didn't love you, it would be fine. I'll meet you for
welcome, neighbor, to our gayborhood. In Our Gayborhood is a journey through the communities of BC, meeting our neighbors who work towards a world where everyone can be proud of who they are. In our first season, get to know the Touche L'Ojibwetikwa advocates, educators, and students who help our schools grow into spaces where everyone can belong. Just like our neighborhoods, each episode is filled with the spirit of care, the energy of activism, and the warmth of community. Join us in Our Gayborhood, premiering June 14th at the Queer Arts Festival.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Chapel Roan with Coffee. Welcome back to Discali, everyone. Sinead, Any thoughts on coffee?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, the vibe very much shifts in this song on the kind of journey of the album. It gets kind of wistful and we see a kind of a softer side to Chapel, and kind of it's kind of our first sad, like maybe breakup song even. And I think you get a really great look into the range of her voice as well. She has a kind of a yodely quality to her voice.
Yeah, honestly, now that you mentioned it, yeah. I never actually thought about it like that.
Which it just scratches my brain in all the right ways. I just love it. And we get it in a kind of a softer way on this song, which I really love. And
Yeah, something that I really, really like is the way, even with After Midnight, even though it's like a little bit less produced, but from the three first songs of the album, the production is super heavy. There's mm-hmm. so much layering. There's mm-hmm. so much harmonies. There's so much everything. And then Coffee is just fully just her and a piano.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's very stripped back.
Yeah, it's like stripped a little bit, kind of very raw, mm-hmm. very like into really the emotions. But something we were mentioning just kind of like as we were on break was kind of like the meaning of like what she was going into with the coffee and mm-hmm. like coffee being usually like a morning activity and something like you do when you want to meet up with a person and not really like do anything after. But even in the lyric, she mentions that like, even for coffee, I'll still end up at your house.
Yeah.
Kind of like avoiding, instead of going for drinks and instead of going out during the night and meeting up for like a later night date to not end up at someone's house, you still end up either way
yeah.
for coffee. Whether I guess that be for like a breakup, whether that be for meeting someone for the first time.
Yeah, I think it just kind of shows the power this person still has over her, even like after the breakup.
Either that or even, obviously don't want to put her in any bad light, but like even just self-control, like knowing yeah. what your boundaries are,
yeah.
knowing what you want, but yeah. also being blinded from what you want.
I think it's kind of maybe like, after the breakup, maybe she's not over the person and they're kind of like, well, if the opportunity to get together in a casual way arises, they would take it, but it would mean a lot more to her and it would kind of send her into a bit of a spiral.
Which is so funny that you said casual.
Yes.
Because the next song is a song called Casual.
Yes.
Now, I will leave you guys to listen to the song. It is quite the song.
Yes.
If you're of the younger audience, definitely have maybe an adult around. But if not, Casual can be interpreted in many ways, whatever way you want to.
Yeah.
I'll leave you guys to listen to that one. But it's just basically about like trying to figure out if you want to have a casual or non-casual relationship, or like what is
like
described
a situationship
as casual.
Anthem, I guess. It's kind of like someone,
but like a bit on roids, kind of like,
yeah, because it's someone, you know, treating you in the most uncasual way, but then insisting that your relationship is still casual, and how frustrating that is.
Yeah. Mm. Tell me about it, Sinead.
Yeah.
Tell me about it a bit. But moving down after Casual, I think we have like the most heavy produced mm-hmm. song off of the entire album. I mean, I feel like it's this and Red Wine Supernova and even like the chorus of Feminine Nomenon.
Yeah.
But we have Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl.
Yes.
Which I saw, I can't remember the TV show, but I saw this TikTok of like describing like how would you describe the song to someone, and if there were a character, like what would you describe it as? But there was this, oh my God, I need to find it. But there was this character off of this like show.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Fish in the Sea. And it was like, Oscar. Like, remember the TikTok, the Oscar? You're getting your stress sweat all over me.
Yes.
Go take
oh
a bubble
God.
Of that. Have
yes.
a latte.
Very
tea.
Much that. Yeah.
We'll hook up later. Here's my card. That is super graphic ultra modern.
Yes. Yes, very much so. The intro is just amazing. I mean, I think that kind of sound is very viral on TikTok.
Very.
Now, the intro to this song.
Definitely
especially the live version. I think it was, I don't know, was it at Coachella or... where the kind of recording...
With the fugly jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like she made... I think she made everyone scream that out loud at Coachella.
Fugly jeans.
Fugly jeans. I mean, yeah. I mean, like, how do you even describe fugly? It's like...
It's... Yeah. I'm thinking...
Super ugly.
Yeah. Super... Yeah.
Super ugly.
Super ugly.
I mean, you could obviously guess what two words were merged.
Yes.
But yeah, I feel like instead of kind of giving the genre away and the vibe of the song, because it's really just something that will like get you'll get up and dance for kind mm-hmm. of. I mean, I still have yet to hear this at the club.
Yeah.
Still waiting.
I want to hear it.
But hopefully one day.
Yeah.
But we'll just play the song. We'll talk about it a little bit. And then we'll go into our last song of Chapel Roan before we move on to our artist of the week. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl by Chapel Roan.
Woo.
You know what they say, never waste a Friday night on a first date. But there I was, in my heels with my hair straight. And so I took him to this bar. This man wouldn't dance, he didn't ask a single question. And he was wearing these ugly jeans. It doesn't matter though, he doesn't have what it takes to be with a girl like me. Not over dramatic, I know what I want. We're leaving the planet and you can't come.
What's up? Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome back to the Scully, and that was Chapel Roan with Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl. Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, whenever you listen to that song, it's just the production is insane. Yeah. I even mentioned like the cowbell that they throw in to the song.
I didn't even notice that till you mentioned it.
Like little do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like, yeah. I just like very Midwest as well.
Very, yeah.
Very, very farm girl.
Yeah. Her heritage.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, like, this song is just, I think it just talks about, you know, being confident, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, super.
And I think in, like, the arc of the story of the album, it's kind of like, I think she mentioned that when she was writing this album, it was kind of when she was coming to terms with her queer identity, and she had kind of dated men previously in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at this point, she's like, okay, it's girls from here on out. I am done with men. I am done with them.
Honestly, it gets to a point.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, yeah, I totally get it. As a man, I get it.
Yeah.
But going down the track list, which actually we're done with songs off of this album, we're going to play one more song that she released as a single, which is arguably, I think, her like biggest hit right now.
Yeah.
Going around everywhere. But going on the track list, we had Hot to Go, which has a little dance to itself with the H-O-T-T-O-G-O. And she has, obviously, her crowd do the little dance when she performs in public. Then My King is Karma, moving down to Picture You, Kaleidoscope, Pink Pony Club, which is the song that you said that they released when? 2020?
2020, yeah. I think that was, she released it with her old label, and then it, unfortunately, it's kind of like a club banger, so it didn't do so well because it was 2020 and no one was in the club. And then her label dropped her.
Mm.
And luckily, it made it onto this album.
Look at her now.
Look at her now. I'd say Atlantic Records are kicking themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And then we have Naked in Manhattan, mm-hmm. which my best friend actually says that this is like the perfect like introduction song to Chapel is because there's like both the best of both worlds. Kind of like there's a slower kind of area of the song, but it also starts off with the synth with like, hey, Chapel, I just landed, you know, kind of like that call.
Yeah.
Then there's California and then there's Guilty Pleasure to wrap up the album itself. Now, before we move on to the Discovered Artist of the Week, I want to play Good Luck, Babe. None other than Good Luck, Babe, the single that absolutely broke the internet. I remember when she released this.
Yeah.
And I was already like in my little Chapel era listening to all of her music. And I was like, oh my God, like a new single, a new song. Like I wonder what it's like. And when I listened to it, the first thing I thought about, which I know I was going to touch upon, was how much she sounded like Kate Bush in this song specifically. And if you don't know who Kate Bush, you definitely know who she is. Because of her song Running Up That Hill, which got popular, resurfaced because of Stranger Things. It was kind of like the main song of season
four?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm lost with their seasons. Yeah. TBH, they've been taking their time. But Good Luck, Babe. I mean, yeah, I guess it's just a kind of moving on song.
Yeah.
Kind of like, oh, good luck, babe.
And it's very, I think it's become a very like kind of song representative of like kind of the Sapphic community, and it's very overtly queer, which we don't see a lot from kind of our pop princesses of today. I mean, well, Billie has kind of changed that, I guess, now with her new album.
Billie
girl. But yeah, what I love about Chapel's music is that when you're listening to it, you can kind of visualize the story in your head.
Yeah.
And this has like amazing visuals. Like the bridge is just iconic. You know, you think of her former love interest who's now married to a man and is like regretting her life choices and for kind of embracing a heteronormative lifestyle. And she's like, told you.
It was actually the bridge that where I was like, this is Kate Bush.
Yeah.
You'll listen to it and you'll be like, this is Kate Bush.
Yeah.
It does
have that kind of, as I was saying, the yodely kind of like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like,
tone.
I don't even know. It kind of like, there's like this kind of like echo, I think, also to the production a little bit. It's like.
Kate Bush on Wuthering Heights, that song.
You know,
that's where it's kind of the way that her voice is able to go
up and down. Like, I was going to say, it kind of feels like a wave, but it also feels like an elongated wave.
Yes.
But yeah, I feel like we should stop yapping a little bit and just let people listen to Good Luck, Babe. But I do want to describe, I was very confused by the actual cover itself of the single because she appears to have like a pig's nose.
Yeah, I think that was for an award show.
She just like slapped this on.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I don't know what exactly it was, but I'm pretty sure she wore that outfit to an award show. And then I guess she just liked the photo.
Because like the headpiece she's wearing is also kind of confusing.
Yeah, it's kind of almost.
I was going to say like monarch.
Yeah, like it's kind of like a Tudor-y looking outfit almost. And then like the pig nose. It's like that Christina Ricci movie. What was that called?
I was just going to say like the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah. Yes.
Kind of a little bit.
Yeah.
With a pig's nose.
Yeah.
With the pig's nose.
I mean, great if we love it.
Oink, oink. But anyway, we'll let you guys listen to Good Luck, Babe. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Chapel Roan with Good Luck, Babe.
I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna. Kristen Carter. My debut contemporary pop album, Full Bloom, is now yours to discover. Full Bloom is a living garden of 12 songs that celebrates the beauty and the seasonal nature of life. You can find Full Bloom wherever you listen to music. Visit thekristencarter.com or follow at Kristen Carter Music for more. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
Every Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radio Land. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, of the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan. I think the perfect way to wrap up Chapel Roan for this episode.
And kick off Pride Month.
Yeah. Like I said, it is May 31st. Tomorrow will be June 1st, which is the beginning of Pride Month. But thank you, Sinead, for coming to talk about Chapel Roan with me and giving your insights on that. Like I said, if you do want to listen to more Chapel Roan, obviously there's a whole album that we didn't obviously go through, but like if you want to listen to it, it's like the same vibe of that, just splattered all over an entire piece of art that she has done. And Good Luck Babe is also on all streaming services if you do want to listen to it. But we have gotten to the point of the show where we do run through the discovered episode of the week. And this week, I will be kind of introducing to everyone an artist called Ali X. She is 38 years old, and she is from Oakville, Ontario, Canada. So she is a fellow Canadian.
Woo.
Love that for us. And her name is Alexandra Ashley Hughes, better known as Ali X. And she's a singer, songwriter, and visual artist who started off their career with indie pop in Toronto and kind of has made their way into synth pop, electro pop, also described as avant-garde pop and electropop. She recently released a album called Girl With No Face. It's under the genre of electronic, which, again, you see what I mean? It's like they really just like make it as simple as possible.
Unlike Spotify, where they're like crying in a forest with garden gnomes folk music. Like the most specific genres for your day list.
Yet again, Apple Music is just a little below.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm at. I'm sorry.
That's
fair. But anyway, the genre is not, you know, curl up in your bedroom while you cry and sip a cup of coffee, but it is electronic.
Yes.
And it was released in 2024, actually not so long ago. So, I mean, this like past couple months. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, when I first listened to her music, it was pretty much smack dam. I was just like, this is synth, this is pop, this is Chapel Roan.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the songs that really got me, because of even just kind of the vibe of it, was this song called Off With Her Bits.
Mm-hmm.
It is a different word. I'm not going to say it, but basically it's kind of like an ode to womanhood, I guess, kind of, and just kind of emphasizing the woman, I guess. I do want to let you guys listen to the song, but I think it's a kind of a play of words with like off with her head, you know, kind of like how in like back in the times it's like, you know, with the guillotine and everything. But instead of this is off with her bits, which we'll take a listen to it and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Ali X with Off With Her Bits.
Stubborn Aphrodite, you got me in the pits. I thought I was an alien, found out I was a twit. My body is a prison, but how can I escape? Doesn't matter what I do, I'm filled up with a hate. Go take the piss, I'm black with a wit, not softly. Now off the bits. Now off of the bits. Off of the bits. I gotta fix this one little bit. Oh, I'll throw a fit. Now off of the bits. Off of the
June. I went to the teller, took out 10K in cash. She said, "Are you joking? I wish I had that right."
Stop that ridicule. Stop that ridicule.
Go take the piss and flirt with the wit, not stop for now.
All right, welcome back, everyone. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You're listening to almost the end of the Scully, and that was Ali X with Off With Her Bits. Kind of just looking over the lyrics a little bit, we were just talking about like how it definitely has to do with body image and struggling with that. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because kind of this, you wouldn't expect it from the sound, but then when you're looking at the lyrics, it's kind of talking about the pressures of... on women to look a certain way and the kind of pressures we feel to maintain a certain body. And I think it's kind of throwing all that to the wind and being like, okay, I'm done with this pressure and off with my bits.
off with the bits.
Off with the bits.
But yeah, just diving into those topics of self-acceptance as well as the limitations that are imposed on a lot of people, especially women, and kind of having to face that and just honestly just losing it, I guess, sometimes and just
wanting to just rebel against those pressures and just like,
but also I guess just falling into a ditch of like, kind of like, you know, you're over it and you're just like, this is, this, I hate this, but also like, I can't let this be something that bothers me.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the, you know, breasts are a big topic of conversation. When it comes to kind of like the sexualization of women and how like larger chested women can be doing something pretty monotonous and they can still be sexualized for it just by nature of having a larger chest. So I think this is kind of a cool song to kind of just gonna reject that whole notion and just, you know, express frustration with that and kind of bring that conversation into music.
Yeah, honestly, I think she did a great job with the lyrics as well as the play on words with off with the with her head kind of thing. But yeah, kind of like, that topic of rebelling. I feel like that was like a lot with the whole guillotine and everything. But anyway, we're moving on to this other song off of the album called John and Jonathan. We're going to give it a little listen, come back to it, and then wrap up the show. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is John and Jonathan. Ali X.
Stay.
Welcome back. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was John and Jonathan by Alix. Not going to lie, we had to do a little quick little Google search to see what it meant because I did not know why she wrote that song or
it's hard
it
to
kind of
get the meaning from.
Yeah, because it kind of just, she kind of just repeats on saying like, they were cheering me on from the
It's kind of like the banality of someone's day, and then they're at a concert. And then,
yeah, do I believe what they say? When I'm on stage, they all cheer for me. But after doing a quick little Google search, she basically wrote the song off of two fans of hers, mm-hmm. one named John and one named Jonathan. And she kind of just, in reaction, was like, oh, maybe one day I'll write a song called John and Jonathan. And it, I guess that's just how it came to be.
She did, yeah.
But I was just going to say, I think the beginning was like, the beginning synth, I feel like that's what it really, really caught my ear was kind of the production of the synth throughout the whole entire song itself. The first thing I thought of was Naked in Manhattan.
Yeah.
I mean, I mentioned that to you.
Yeah.
How it kind of sounded like very much like, oh, hey, mm-hmm. it's me.
Yeah.
I hope I see you. You know, with the call that starts with that song. But yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we are at the end of the show. I know. It's so sad. Shanae, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And talking about Chapel and then talking a little bit about Alix. Next up, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch at noon. So make sure you stay to listen to that radio show. It's always a good time. But yeah, I guess to sign us off today, we are going to be playing one more song by Alix. And this one is called Staying Power. This is probably the one that I was like vibing to the most. I feel like I was definitely moving in my chair a little bit. But yeah, if you want to reach out to me, I am on Instagram _Discully_. Send me a little text, send me a little DM if you ever want me to like review an album or even come on the show. You never know. Hit me up there. And yeah, I guess I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. I think my next show is June 14th, right before my birthday, which is super, super exciting. And we'll talk about new artists, new album, new everything, and we'll get into it again. Again, once again, Shanae, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Happy Friday. Happy Pride.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy May 31st. Everyone enjoy your Friday. And yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Alix with Staying Power.